Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
We are joined by Megan Patrick, and this chat is happening on her birthday. So, Megan, happy birthday.
Thank you. Good to see you, sort of.
Good to see you, too. It's been a long time. I feel like it's been years since we've actually been in the same room together.
I agree. It does feel that long.
Congratulations on the new single. We're going to talk a lot about that today. I wanted to talk about your birthday, though. When you're finished work, what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, the weather is not great here today, but hopefully going to go and have a couple drinks with a few friends, celebrate the release and my birthday. I mean, last year's birthday was like full quarantine, so I didn't see anybody. I didn't even really get to do anything. So hopefully the weather doesn't get too bad. We can celebrate a little bit.
Does that mean that if you didn't do anything for your birthday, you get to do twice as much? Or does it mean you also might not have got a year older? Like, if you didn't celebrate it, maybe it didn't happen.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, do we get like an extra year, like a gimme year, you know?
It's like all of our ages now are with an asterisk, right? It's like, oh, I'm 39 with an asterisk, right? That's
exactly.
A birthday is big for you, or because for me, it's kind of just another day. Like, I don't get hung up on it too much. Are they big for you?
No, I'm not like a huge like birthday person either. I mean, if anything, I just always look at it. I mean, to be honest, most of my birthdays, you know, even before I was like touring on the road, I was a competitive snowboarder. So I've always been like working or competing or doing something on my birthday. I've never like made a big deal about it. I mean, if anything, it's just a good opportunity or a good excuse to see all my friends. But we're definitely going to do it. We're doing it a little bit bigger this year for sure. I mean, I'm excited about the new music and just being able to see everybody as opposed to last year. So,
So you actually played a gig last night. How weird was that to get ready for? I mean, it used to be so commonplace. Now it's probably exciting.
It was, I can't express how much fun last night was. That was just so, it felt so good to be on a stage again and play. I mean, even though the audience, even though you guys were technically not there, I could only see Ferg, but you know, it was just, it felt so good to just be on a stage, play all the new songs. I mean, all the new stuff, it's been mostly for the most part written over the last year. So I've never even played any of this stuff with a band or on stage before. So it just felt really good. And I don't know, I also realized I needed to maybe like bump up my cardio a little bit. It's been a while since I've pranced around a stage that big.
When artists go back on the road finally, and it looks like it's going to happen pretty soon, I think there's going to be a lot of that. Like, oh my gosh, like, how did we do this every night? And did you forget the words to any of your songs last night? I mean, I know you're playing a lot of new stuff, so we can forgive that. But like, was there a couple times where you're like,
I actually did pretty good. I did pretty good. I mean, to be fair, we rehearsed pretty intensely. We did like four pretty major rehearsals leading up to it. I wanted everything to be perfect. So, it felt pretty comfortable at least by that point. So yeah, I was pretty good with lyrics actually.
I have emceed one gig in the last year and a bit. That's it. And I mean, I used to do so many, and I had been so long since I'd done it. I got up there and I got excited. I got everyone all fired up, and I had never heard of this artist before, and I literally forgot their name. I had to, like, the person that was beside me, I was like, so, you know, we're all rusty. We're all a little rusty.
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, that's why I'm glad we had so many rehearsals, because I kind of tried to treat them like a dress rehearsal, like it was the real deal. Because, I mean, the first rehearsal we had, like actually just like playing and singing and like the whole thing, I felt so like weird. Like I really had to knock the rust off for sure.
Let's talk about the new song and the new music. So is this part of a package that's coming out? Are we getting a new album maybe this year, or a group of songs? Tell us a bit about what the 2021's looking like for your new music, because I know you do have a bunch of music.
Yes. Well, I've still been kind of sworn to secrecy on any details, but we will be giving you new music this year. I think I'm allowed to say that.
Okay. That's pretty good. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And then basically, tell us a little bit about this single and sort of how it came about, because, you know, you had a lot of time to write. Was it hard to narrow it down to pick the lead off single?
You know, it was tough to, I mean, even just to pick the songs for the record, because I did write so much over the last year, I was writing every day, 5 days a week, you know, during the week. So, we got a lot of really great songs, but you know, in terms of picking the single, this one just, it just felt right. It was just like a very kind of obvious choice. And I think for a lot of reasons, I mean, one, I think musically, it feels like a really great summer song. It's kind of upbeat. It's got a good, like, driving, feel good tempo to it. But also, you know, in terms of the content, it just felt really relevant to what the last year has been like in my experience. I mean, Mitchell and I, when we first started dating, you know, we were super busy. We were on the road and touring all the time. And that was like the normal for us. And we got pretty good at navigating our relationship in that way. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the pandemic hit, we had huge plans for 2020, and all of a sudden everything just got taken away from us, and we're stuck in our house and around each other all the time, which we weren't used to. And, you know, each of us individually struggling with our own stress and anxiety about money and our jobs and our careers and everything. And it definitely put our relationship to the test, for sure. You know, I mean, I can certainly speak for myself when I say it didn't always I wasn't always my best self, especially at the beginning. I was angry. I was mad about everything being taken away. I felt like I'd worked so hard and I had all this momentum, you know, starting with the Junos. I was supposed to perform on the Junos for the first time, and I won my first Juno, but it was like in my living room, you know? And so it was amazing and I was so grateful for it, but it was a bit bittersweet not having the full experience that I'd always pictured. And, through all that, it was tough on our relationship, but you know, we woke up every day and we chose each other, and we chose to fight for each other and fight for the relationship and not give up on each other. And so, you know, that's kind of what this song is about. And it's also a bit of a love song to music as well, because I also feel like I've had to fight for my career more than ever in this last year, trying to figure out a new normal where I don't get to play shows and connect with my fans. And, you know, I don't get to come out and visit people at radio and have conversations and hang with you guys and play songs for you and do the normal thing we get to do. And so I really had to fight and, you know, try and stay positive through all this and not get frustrated. And on the hardest days, I'd ask myself, like, well, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to quit? Are you going to give up? And the answer is always no. So it's like, all right, well, suck it up, figure it out, figure out a new normal, find a way to do it. So yeah, this felt like the right song to put out now.
Well, I think it is too. And I think it's a lot of people, for different reasons, but a lot of people probably can relate to it in their lives as well. I know, yeah. my wife tells me I was home a lot more than she'd like. So, yeah, you know, that's
the thing. You're not the only one. You're not alone.
All right. So let's talk real quick. You haven't been in Canada. Has it been over a year?
It has.
That's crazy. Now, besides your family, and I know you're missing, you know, you're close to your family. I know that. Yes. What are you missing about being in Canada? Like, is there a food that you miss? Is there just something about it that you're like, oh man, I can't wait?
I definitely miss a proper Caesar, because you cannot get a Caesar.
They don't know. They don't know what we're talking about, or they don't know.
They don't even know what it is. They think we're talking about a salad. and let me tell you, I have paid ridiculous amounts of money to like ship Clamato here through like Amazon or whatever. Like, you do not want to know what I have paid for a single bottle of like extra spicy Clamato juice. Or I like get my mom, if my mom's sending me a care package, I'm like, I ask her, she sends me Clamato juice and sharp cheddar Kraft dinner, because you also can't get that here. And that's like
I didn't know you couldn't get that there. That's sad.
I know. Well, you can get regular Kraft dinner. They have
the sharp cheddar, flavors,
but not sharp cheddar, which is the best one.
Yeah.
So
like, it's kind of like we kept the best things for ourselves and we kind of let them, you know, but yeah, I bet you just can't wait to cross the border and just get back to see your mom and everything. Aren't care packages the greatest? I get packages from artists sometimes, and it's just, I don't care what's in it. I just like to get packages.
I'm just like, oh, it's awesome.
You know, My Hello Fresh box comes once a week, and I even get excited. And I know what's going to be in it, but I'm still cool.
I know. It's great. I agree. I love when the UPS or FedEx guy shows up.
Yeah. Chatted with a friend of yours a couple weeks ago, Lainey Wilson. And
you did? Yeah, awesome.
And we decided that you could fight 3 grizzly bears. Maybe could be your max because you're that tough. We were just chatting about how tough you are.
That is so funny. Yeah, I love Lainey. I love that Canada is starting to get to know her. She's actually come up a few times today in my interviews, which I love because I have been like pushing and promoting her since day one. She was actually one of my very first friends in town. And I lucked out. I hit the friend lottery when I moved here. And I mean, her new record is phenomenal. And I mean, she is just hands down. I mean, she's the whole package. She's a fantastic songwriter, singer, human being. I mean, she's one of the most genuine and funny people I've ever met. So I love that Canada is getting to know her. That's awesome.
I could listen to her talk for 7 hours straight.
I know. Well, and it was funny because she was saying the other day, she's like, a lot of people have been asking me lately if my accent is real, and which is so bizarre to her, but which I kind of get because, I mean, coming from Canada, I mean, it's a thick accent, but I'm here to vouch for her and say that it is 100% real, and that is how she always talks.
There has been known to be people, though, who have gotten thicker accents as they've gotten older, so I understand why there's a bit of skepticism, yeah. But I am glad it's real because I just literally went... when she opened her mouth on the Zoom chat, we were doing the podcast, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, I just want to ask you questions that you can answer a long answer for. Just
yeah, I get it. I know there's something very soothing about her accent.
Can people watch you play? I know we all got a chance to watch you play virtually. Do you have anything coming up that we can check out?
I'm not too sure. I mean, the thing we did last night was so much fun and such a success. So, you know, maybe we'll see if, when we get closer to releasing more music, maybe we can do something like that again. It would be pretty cool. So, I don't know. I don't really have anything planned as of now, but it would be cool to do something like that again, for sure.
What about you and Mitchell doing a collaboration anytime soon, either on your record or his?
We've definitely talked about it and, you know, we don't have anything specifically right now. I think for us, you know, we want it to happen organically. It would probably be something we'll write together. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for Mitchell too, because I'm also right now just starting to kind of get things kicking off here in the US. He knows that it's also sort of important to me to kind of, you know, come out of the gate doing my own thing, you know, and feel like I'm establishing myself as my own artist before I do something with him because he is so established in America. And he knows that about me and he wants that for me too, but there will definitely be a collaboration, down the road.
If you guys were to do one cover, is there a song you guys find that you guys sing once in a while, if you're just kind of doing the dishes, hanging out, like, is there a cover that you would do?
We did post a cover a little while back on TikTok of a picture with Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. So I suppose we could probably do a full version of that. But Mitchell and I are both big Paramore fans, and there's one song called Forgiveness by Paramore that we really love. So I feel like if we were going to do a cover, it would probably be something outside of country. Cause we both like are low key listen to like a lot of like metal and punk and like different styles of music. He's a big John Mayer fan, so maybe like a Mayer song.
Oh, that's so cool. It's nice to get, you know, to branch out a little bit too, right?
Totally. Yeah.
Megan, thank you very much for doing this. Great new music. People should grab it. They should stream it. They should love it. And, I know you're sworn to secrecy, but new, music coming out this year from Megan Patrick. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to talk to you.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.